Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. We are all so powerless. It's one of the most unbelievable stories in all of history. A kid is born into slavery and becomes the most influential philosopher, not just in their own lifetime, but of all time. Epictetus's name in Greek, it literally means acquired one. As a kid, Epictetus wanted only to be free, but in Rome, this was impossible. The law of the emperor was that no slave could be freed before their 30th birthday. So there, as the property of a violent and depraved master in a Roman empire known for treating its slaves cruelly, Epictetus resolved to find another way, to find freedom internally in the mind, through philosophy. We don't know how Epictetus first began his study of Stoicism under the great Musonius Rufus, but we know the transformation it brought about. From Musonius, Epictetus would learn about the ultimate power that human beings hold. Whether banished or in bondage, empowered or enslaved, each of us controls a great empire between our ears, over our attitudes, our wants, our desires, our opinions about what has happened to us. Epictetus would come to understand that freedom is not a legal status. It's a state of mind. It's a choice. And it's our chief task in life, Epictetus would famously say, to make that choice. And Epictetus did. Slavery could not stop him. Or actually her, as I explain in my new fable, The Girl Who Would Be Free. Last year, I put out this book, The Boy Who Would Be King, about the boyhood of Marcus Aurelius. What made Marcus Aurelius great? A fable designed for all ages. And that's what the new book is about. But it's about Epictetus. We're following the story of Epictetus. And it might seem like Epictetus's story is dark, but I actually find it incredibly inspiring. Epictetus would say we get to choose the handle we grab in life, and we should grab it by the end that calls us to fight and free ourselves. And so Epictetus's story, from a slave to a symbol of the human ability to find freedom in the darkest circumstances, is incredible. I think it's really a parable for the human condition. And so this book, which I've been working on now for over a year, it was significantly delayed by a global printer shortage, but I've done my best. This 148-page book is written by me in the vein of The Boy Who Would Be King. It's illustrated also by Victor Juhas, who did the great book, The Boy Who Would Be King, with me. It's now available for pre-order. It's produced entirely by us here at Daily Stoic. It's printed here in the U.S., thus the delays on the shipping. There's a bunch of awesome bonuses if you pre-order it. If you pre-order it now, you not only get the audiobook and ebook versions for free. That's really awesome. But if you order a signed copy, you can get The Boy Who Would Be King for free. And if you get an unsigned copy, you can get The Boy Who Would Be King for 50% off. So if you're having kids, you want to give the books as a gift, there's just some awesome bonuses. And you can do that at dailystoic.com/girl. I'll link to it in today's show notes. But I'm really excited for you to check out this book. I'm so proud of it. I got so many different emails from people who were like, I want a book. I love The Boy Who Would Be King, but I wanted one to teach my daughters. And so that's why I made the decision to have Epictetus be a girl in this book. But I think it is a all ages fable for whether you have boys or girls. It's just an important story. Certainly, it's a story that influenced Marcus Aurelius, James Stockdale, and so many other Stoics. Epictetus' story is incredible, and I bring that to you in this new book, The Girl Who Would Be Free, which you can pre-order now and get a bunch of awesome bonuses at dailystoic.com/girl. Thanks so much for listening. If you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us, and it would really help the show. We appreciate it, and I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.